This is the epistle reading, the gospel reading, and the sermon for the funeral of Connie Thorman. A reading from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the holy gospel of our Lord, according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We gather to celebrate who Jesus is and what Jesus does, particularly in, through, and for Constance Sue Thorman, Connie. On a Monday morning at September's end, as we entered the ER, Connie's shoes were left in my car. Shoes that can never be filled. These shoes call to mind an old children's song that goes, "Do you know, O Christian, you're a sermon in shoes? Do you know, O Christian, you're a sermon in shoes? Jesus calls upon you to spread the good news. So walk it and talk it, live it and give it, teach it and preach it, know it and show it, a sermon in shoes." Connie was one jelly donut loving, Folgers coffee drinking, straight shooting, sharp witted, bright minded, plain spoken sermon in shoes. When she agreed with us, we knew it. And when she disagreed with us, we also knew it. We knew it either by what Connie said or by her no nonsense school teacher's glare. Connie knew that since Jesus intends for there to be one flock, to make it so, Jesus calls each of us to be a sermon of light and life. Connie understood that we are sermons being preached by Jesus, not just for ourselves, but for others. Connie knew that for the good word to come to others, we must be walking, talking sermons in shoes. Connie knew that we experience eternal life right now. Eternal life embraces us from eternity. It's a qualitative life that never perishes, a life never defeated by death. Evil can snuff out Connie's physical existence, but evil will never snuff out her life because the life she lives is an eternal life. Connie's sermon in shoes is a living epistle because the Holy Spirit taught Connie to turn her existence into a fiery, vibrant life. When Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly," Connie believed Jesus. Connie knew that abundant life in Jesus was no spit-shine, perpetually prim, never-make-mistakes sort of life. Not some far-off-when-you-die sort of life. But a life that preaches its abundance through knitted prayer shawls, laughs with friends, generous acts, fiery political debates, faithful labors done for others. A life radiating through what life is called to be. A radiant life, free to live, to love, to give, and to serve others. Love, kindness, generosity, joy, mercy, and truth never perish. Everything we own or collect or pile up will perish. Everything that seduces us into giving our trust, our wisdom, our strength, our courage, our work, our fame, our beauty, even our health, it will all perish. The only non-perishables are love, kindness, generosity, joy, mercy, and truth. These turn existence into life. And Connie knew it. Because Connie listened to and trusted Jesus, she learned and lived these non-perishables. This turned Connie's existence into a life. This made Connie Thorman a sermon in shoes. When Jesus says, "Be ready because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect," Connie took Jesus at his word. At an unexpected hour, the Son of Man came to Connie on September 28th. She was out of time. And because there never is enough time to be with those we love, we still feel her death keenly. Jesus says, "Be ready because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." It feels like a shocking warning saying, "Watch out, you never know." But what if Jesus offers us not a warning, it's something more like, "Hey, y'all, leave the light on for me, would you?" What if it's more like God dropping by when we least expect, hoping that we have our sermon in shoes handy, should God invite us to gallivant? What if Jesus simply wants us to be ready, to have our sermon shoes handy by being sermons in shoes as we watch, listen, and wait? What if our sermon is best preached in life's unexpected times when God drops by inviting us to gallivant? In these days when life seems dim and dreary, keep your sermon shoes on. Keep turning existence into life by being a sermon in shoes. This is how we honor Jesus, and this is how we celebrate the love of Jesus preached through Connie. Wouldn't it be so easy to despair? But honestly, were we to go that route, wouldn't Connie push us to do something more productive, more worthwhile? Of course, Connie would. So let's keep the lights on because God is coming to us. Keep your sermon shoes handy because even though God will one day invite you to gallivant, between now and then, God will also come to you in unexpected ways, bringing joy. And maybe that's not going to happen today, but one day it will happen. Make no mistake. Today we may not feel like joyful, hope-filled sermons in shoes, but someday, Jesus will bring us joy and peace in life. Keep lights on, keep doors open, keep being sermons in shoes. For in so many ways, God will come to you in a word, in forgiveness, in an embrace. Even in a retired school teacher's glare, God will come to you. Jesus came to disciples on a boat in a storm. Jesus came to Bartimaeus when he was blind. Jesus came to an outcast woman at a well. Jesus came to Zacchaeus in a tree. Jesus came to a thief on the cross. Jesus came to a widow who was heading off to bury her son. Jesus came to 4 days dead Lazarus. Jesus came when least expected. And whenever Jesus came, Jesus brought life. We need to be reminded of these things, don't we? For we are a rather forgetful people. In fact, not long from now, we won't even remember this sermon, but we'll never forget Connie Thorman's sermon in shoes. Connie talked the talk and walked the walk. Bearing this reality in mind, if you would follow Jesus, if you would celebrate and honor Connie, seek the life that was in her, the life that is eternal. Seek non-perishables. Keep your sermon shoes on. Walk it and talk it, live it and give it, teach it and preach it, know it and show it. And like Connie Thorman, keep on being a sermon in shoes.